Press TV headlines, protesters gather in front of Buckingham Palace to slam Obama's UK visit. Also ahead, protesters remain on the streets of Madrid. They want a new democracy. Israel once again rejects the U.S. call for returning to the 1967 lines.
Israel will not return to the indefensible boundaries of 1967.
Scores die in clashes between Yemeni troops and opposition tribesmen. And volcanic ash spreads across Europe, canceling hundreds of flights.
It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another Bulletin of World News on Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll begin in the UK now, where people have rallied in protest against U.S. President Barack Obama's visit. Protesters gathered outside Buckingham Palace in London, where Obama and his wife are staying. The demonstrators condemned Obama for supporting wars in the Middle East. They called on him to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. And the demonstrators urged Obama to close the U.S. prison camp in Guantanamo Bay. They also slammed Washington's stance toward developments in Bahrain, saying it is hypocritical. The protesters called on the U.S. president to hear the voice of the Bahraini people and to support the revolution in the country.
Anti-government rallies in Spain continue as thousands of young activists continue to occupy the capital's main square. Thousands of protesters remain camped out in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square. The protesters say they are furious about the government's austerity measures and Spain's sky-high unemployment rate. They demand real changes to the country's political structure. The protesters have pledged to stay put in makeshift tents until their demands are met. Public dissatisfaction has put Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero's ruling Socialist Party on shaky ground. His party sustained heavy losses in regional elections on Sunday.
By 10:45, several hundred have gathered at the assembly point of the square. In this makeshift city, this is their parliament. As the morning progresses, the crowds get bigger.
This is Puerta del Sol. Last week, it would have been bustling with tourists and people trying to catch the metro. This week, it's at the heart of what's been dubbed a revolution of the people. Their messages can be seen on the walls right across this square. Their voice is loud, united, and clear.
Organisers have told Press TV that keeping the numbers in the square high is crucial. They say it's the reason the police haven't shut them down. In a speech, one organiser made it clear that they are ready for any eventuality. If they are told to go, they have a team of lawyers to negotiate. If they are forced to go, they will come back. The camp's similarity to Tahrir Square is undeniable. This is the new protest for a movement spearheaded by the youth that has gone global.
This is a wonderful moment that the people really is harmony with so many people doing things anytime, people working, brushing the floors, cleaning. Now you see how big is this, and the people make this.
Spain has the highest unemployment rate in the industrialized world. Among young people, it tops 40%. Its economy is at breaking point and the markets are reacting. On Tuesday, global stock markets fell on fears that Spain could default. The ruling Socialist Party has introduced harsh budget cuts that this year has seen mass protests in Greece, Britain and France. Those protests led to little or no policy change. Here in Spain, they believe by taking the square, they can make a change. Nagus Mobalari, Press TV in Madrid.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has once again rejected a U.S. call for returning to pre-1967 borders. He was addressing the U.S. Congress on peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Israel will not return to the indefensible boundaries of 1967.
Well, Netanyahu also said any peace deal must take into account what he calls the demographic changes that have occurred since 1967. This includes Jerusalem al-Quds, which Netanyahu stressed should remain as, quote, the united capital of Israel. The Israeli premier also told Congress that Tel Aviv is ready to make painful compromises for peace. This as Israel continues settlement plans that have repeatedly obstructed peace efforts with Palestinians. The plans have been going on despite calls by Palestinians and the international community for a halt to settlement construction. In reaction, Hamas says Netanyahu's speech has imposed, quote, impossible conditions on Palestinians. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is a political commentator, joining us on the line from New Jersey. Mr. Shonman, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. Now, the U.S. insists that there is no choice but to get Israel to return to the 1967 lines, and Israel keeps rejecting it. So where's this all headed?
Well, if you listen to the speech that Obama gave before the APEC lobby in Washington, he was very explicit about how the borders of 1967, which represent 17% of historic Palestine, are not the borders to which Israel will be confined. But on the contrary, Obama was explicitly stating that the U.S. accepted and, in fact, insisted that those borders would be substantially changed to incorporate the settlements, which represent between 500,000 and 600,000 settlers, and include the occupation by Israel on a permanent basis of the border with Jordan and the absence of any entitlement to an army or a means of self-defense on the part of the Palestinian population, and an acceptance of the inability of the people who are in diaspora, over 6 million Palestinians, from ever returning to historic Palestine. So in reality, this nominal claim of being interested in what is called a two-state solution is a farce and a charade. It is nothing except the attempt to pacify the population, to impose upon them a subjugation where they will be permanent sources of cheap labor and without any anything remotely resembling sovereignty or national independence or self-determination. Fundamentally, the Israeli settler state is incompatible with anything resembling the self-determination of the population, and virtually all Palestinians today on the ground are in favor of a unitary state, one state, a de-Zionized state, a society in which all those who live in it will have rights, equal rights, well, not based on ethnicity or religious affiliation. One state, a de-Zionized state, an anti-colonial aspiration that has been espoused by every struggling people from South Africa to Algeria and on. So the U.S. is simply parading a formula which is designed to give cover to U.S. designs because of the worldwide condemnation of the subjugation of the Palestinian people and the new arousal of revolutionary spirit in the populations of the region.
Mr. Shonman, it does seem like the U.S. is finally going to understand that the world has changed, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, the U.S., it's not a question of understanding that the world has changed. It's a matter of conspiring. Imperialism has no desire to abandon the country-selling regimes of Bahrain or Yemen or, for that matter, the military apparatus in Egypt. On the contrary, it's a holding action, and they want to give a kind of patina of political cover to these miserable regimes with an attempt to, what they in their thinking, would liquidate the Palestinian resistance and struggle. Of course, it's a futile attempt, and it's designed to create political space for imperialism, and it won't succeed because what they're talking about is the perpetual repression and subjugation of the population. Nothing in common with their emancipation or their self-determination, as I've been mentioning. All of these posturings by the U.S., as Obama made very clear, Israel will be maintained with the most formidable military arsenal by the United States, and will continue to have the greatest amount of money given to it in U.S. foreign in foreign aid of anywhere on the planet. It's their shock troop advance guard for subjugating the population and for maintaining a counter-revolutionary response to what you're describing as the new spirit of resistance and revolutionary aspiration amongst the suppressed peoples of the region.
We'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ralph Shahman, political commentator, joining us on the line from New Jersey. Mr. Shahman, as always, we do appreciate your insight here at Press TV.
Well, the UN says that the Israeli separation wall in the occupied West Bank has a devastating impact on the lives of Palestinians. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos says the wall cuts off Palestinian communities from basic services. Amos added that it has left thousands of Palestinians dependent on humanitarian handouts and denied them access from their homes. She also called on Israel to end its siege on Gaza to allow economic development there. Israel has besieged the coastal strip since 2007.
In Yemen, a rocket has been fired into the house of opposition tribal chief Sheikh Sadiq al-Ahmar as clashes intensify between security forces and opposition tribesmen. There have been conflicting reports on casualties. Some sources say at least 49 fighters loyal to the powerful chieftain and 15 government troops have been killed. Earlier reports said five supporters of al-Ahmar were killed as government forces shelled his house. Yemen's uprising against President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been gaining momentum since he refused to sign a power transition deal. Al-Ahmar accuses the defiant president of trying to spark a civil war in an attempt to remain in power. This as people keep pouring into the streets across the country, calling on Saleh to step down.
Hundreds of flights in Europe have been grounded as ash from an Icelandic volcano sweeps over Britain. More than 500 flights have been called off in and out of Scotland, Northern England and Northern Ireland. The ash cloud has also caused minor air traffic disruption in Norway and led to the closure of a small part of Denmark's airspace. European air traffic authorities have warned that the ash cloud could spread to southwestern Sweden by Wednesday. Last year, ash clouds from another Icelandic volcano forced the closure of a large section of European airspace, stranding millions of travelers.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Protesters gather in front of Buckingham Palace to slam Obama's UK visit. Protesters remain on the streets of Madrid. They want a new democracy. Israel once again rejects a U.S. call for returning to the 1967 lines.
Israel will not return to the indefensible boundaries of 1967.
Scores die in clashes between Yemeni troops and opposition tribesmen. And volcanic ash spreads across Europe, canceling hundreds of flights.